Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vas Adigaur Bhaktavrinda Trinadapi Sunichena Tarad Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Haryanama Haryanama Haryanamaiva Kevalam Kalau Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyata Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Ramayana Act 2 Chapter 8 Ravana's Lust Incited Scene 1 A Kampana informs Ravan of Ram. There was one Rakshasa named Akampana who escaped from Ram. After seeing all his companions killed, Akampana fled to Lanka to inform Ravana of the news. Going before the Lord of the Rakshasas, who was the scourge of all created beings and who took pleasure in giving pain to others, Akampana fell at his feet. O great king, your entire army which was stationed in the Janastan is now no more. Even the mighty Kara and Dushana are dead. Only I have somehow survived. Ravan shook with anger when he heard this news. He gazed with his 10 heads at the disheveled and fearful Rakshasa lying at his feet. The demon king rose up quickly from his golden throne. He was pitiless and rough, and felt no compassion for the trembling Akampana. As he spoke, he appeared about to consume Akampana in his rage. Who, with his life and all but ended, is responsible for this rash act? O weak Rakshasa, what fool would dare antagonize Ravana? Why, even Indra, Kuvera, or the great Yamaraj would not be safe if they offended me. Why, I can burn fire and kill even death himself. Under the protection of Lord Brahma's boon, Ravana had become utterly conceited and arrogant. He considered himself unconquerable. Even the principal gods had been forced to retreat in battle against him. None of them could contradict Brahma's order. They would therefore not kill Ravana, even if capable. He had thus ranged throughout the universe, creating havoc and fearing nothing. He grabbed hold of Akampana. Tell me the name of that wicked wretch who has slain my followers. You need not fear, for whoever it is will certainly die at my hands today. Akampana was reassured by Ravan's words. At least the demon king was not going to vent his anger upon him. It was a man who carried out this astonishing feat of killing the Rakshasa army. He is known as the son of Dasharat. He is named Ram. Tall and powerfully built, that prince possesses matchless strength. He alone annihilated the entire host of Rakshasas. Ravan listened in disbelief. How was it possible? One Rakshasa against a large number of men was easy to believe. But a single man killing 14,000 Rakshasas was most incredible. Ravana hissed like an angry snake. Was this Ram accompanied by Indra and all the gods? Seeing Ravana's disbelief, Akampana went on describing Ram's power. It is difficult to even look upon this Ram as he stands on the battlefield. His golden winged arrows fall in the thousands with the force of a tempest. He has mastered the celestial weapons and looks like death incarnate while fighting. Whichever way the Rakshasas ran, being stricken with fear, they saw Ram standing in front of them. No gods assisted him, O Great One. Ram alone devastated your army. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.